Hey, Larry, it does make a whole lot of difference. And our parents did teach us a lot. You were talking about the old ringers on the washing machines. I grew up with those as well. But Mother, you know, she warned me about it. You know, she said, now, don't get your fingers stuck in here. And, you know, don't put them in there on purpose and all of this, you know. This is how you start the clothes and this sort of thing. But you know how little boys are. I just got to find out if that really mashes the clothes as hard as it looks like it does, and stuck my finger in there. Of course, I got my bottom side blistered after doing that, and she started not to give me a whipping, and you know, she paddled me, but she popped me 3 or 4 or 5 good times, probably more than that. But she said, I told you not to do that. And she didn't laugh,
but I could see her snickering on there, you know, with her back towards me, and I saw it sitting there. Thought she was sure she was over there just digging in that thing. Because I just had to stick my finger up there in the ringers. But now we used those for a lot of years. I don't know how we made it, Jim, with all the stuff that we had. When I was growing up, didn't have all the learning labels and all that sort of stuff on it, you know. Well, I don't know, there's a whole lot of stuff that I think they've gone to extremes trying to keep us safe. But all it takes is a little bit of common sense. Of course, we don't always use that.
Evening, what's left of it. Like I said, we'll get on here and talk a little more on that new base station you got over there, and make sure we get all the kinks and crinkles out of it. And if it had just a little bit of a crackle, it could have been in the microphone. Sometimes those microphone buttons get a little dirty, and you have to take them apart and clean them a little bit. Or it could be a loose wire or something of that nature. Anyway, I hope you have a great evening. Tell Miss Donna we said hello, and we will talk to you a little bit later, okay? Really wonderful, just like normal.
the last minute of that transmission, but before then it was pretty garbled up. But as you say, there are other people standing in line, so you take good care this evening, Gary, and thank you for the QSO and the signal report and the good memories. Talk with you later. KK4JBQ. Take care, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoyed it there, young man. Thanks for staying around and ragged you in with me tonight. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
OS. Check in Kilo 4 Extreme Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net. And as Larry mentioned, you were garbled there for a portion of it. I don't know if the battery in your mic's going dead or what, or if it was a repeater problem. Not sure. Thought you might like to know. K4XB.
I'd like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. And, I turned on a different radio up here, Tommy. Somebody was throwing a dead key on us, and that's probably what that was. It was coming out, making my signal garbled into the repeater. I'm using low power here on the transceiver to get into the repeater, and because I don't need that much. But, anyway, I thank you for that, and it's not the batteries in my microphone because I'm using a hand mic that came with the radio. And I haven't had any trouble with it so far. Over.
Roger, roger. That might be another explanation for it, so wasn't sure. But you're coming in fine now. And thanks for calling in at K4XB.
Hey, Tommy, well, I appreciate it. You know, I don't know if there's something wrong with my radio or if somebody lets me know. I do appreciate it. And again, you and Miss Angela have a great evening, what's left of it. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Just anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. About going to wrap it up this evening. I'll tally my net report up and submit it electronically, and then we'll close the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 68 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you. Y'all are the ones that make the net. You know, I wouldn't have anybody to talk to or anybody to check in if y'all didn't come in here each night and check in with the different net controllers. So y'all are the ones that make the net. We as net controllers really appreciate it. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.